America, Empire of Liberty, written and presented by David Reynolds. Volume 1, Liberty and Slavery.
If you like horseradish, you'll love Collinsville, Illinois. Over half the world's crop is grown there, just a few minutes' drive from the city of St. Louis. So why not drop in next June to taste the delights of Collinsville's annual International Horseradish Festival? Oh, and while you're in the area, take a look nearby at Cahokia Mounds, actually the remains of a huge city 1,000 years old. Cahokia is now designated a World Heritage Site, which places it on a par with Stonehenge and the pyramids. Of course, mounds of earth aren't such hot stuff as the local horseradish, but they can still make you gasp, just as they did back in 1811 for the travel writer Henry Brackenridge.
I crossed the Mississippi at St. Louis, and after passing through the wood which borders the river, entered an extensive open plain. I found myself in the midst of a group of mounds resembling enormous haystacks scattered through a meadow. Around me, I counted 45 mounds. When I reached the foot of the principal mound, I was struck with a degree of astonishment, not unlike that which is experienced in contemplating the Egyptian pyramids. What a stupendous pile of earth! To heap up such a mass must have required years and the labors of thousands.